We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, USA! Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday. Good morning.
Yes, it's Friday. Good morning. The weekend is here.
Oh, bro. Yes, it is. What's happening? Everybody yawning. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure Bones is cracking a little bit, but we are happy to be here and alive and breathing.
Yes.
What's going on?
What's up? I'm out in Atlanta. Of course, the BET Awards is today. Well, they're being taped today and they air on Thursday. So I'm doing a lot of red carpet stuff today and a lot of special stuff that BET put together. So shout out to my brother Fat Joe, who's actually hosting the awards. So I'm so excited for that. So I'm out in Atlanta for a couple of days for that.
Oh, man. Salute to the BET Hip Hop Awards, man. Salute to, you know, all of our people that are nominated, like us. The Breakfast Club is nominated for Best Hip Hop Platform, and Drink Champs is nominated for Best Hip Hop Platform. DJ Nyla Simone, dropping the clues bonds for DJ Nyla Simone. She's nominated for Best DJ. She flew out there last night because, you know, she DJs on my late night show, Hell of a Week. And so she left the tape in yesterday to go to ATL. So hope everybody has a great weekend out there this weekend. Enjoy the moment.
All right, well, let's get the show cracking. It's a Friday.
It definitely
front
page
news, what we talking about?
Man, Hurricane Ian. We got to talk about where Hurricane Ian is headed next. And did you know 19 people so far have been confirmed killed from that hurricane?
Damn.
All right, we'll get into that next. And don't forget, get it off your chest, man. If you need to vent, you can get on them phone lines right now. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First. And we definitely do. Join us while our host Vico Ortiz and our abuelita Liliana Montenegro play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except to get their heart, they have to win over abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if Chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that was Tim. She's going to be performing at Powerhouse NYC. You could get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night, I seen a little bit of sports last night. There was two games. I didn't check out the both games. Charlamagne, did you watch last night?
No, I was doing my show. Hell of a week on Comedy Central.
My bad.
Busy.
Well, the Bengals beat the Dolphins. Bengals beat the Dolphins last night 27-15. Dolphins quarterback Tua was carried off the field, rushed to the hospital. They said that he does have feelings in his body. He can move his hands and legs, and they said that he gained consciousness back.
Yeah, just a reminder of how dangerous football is, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. What else we got, Yeezy?
All right. Well, Hurricane Ian is now headed toward South Carolina after leaving at least so far 19 people dead in Florida. Florida is contending with the damage that's been left behind by Hurricane Ian. They're saying this is likely the largest natural disaster in Florida's history. And so now South Carolina residents are bracing for the storm. They expect that to fall midday today. So they did say that Hurricane Ian has re-strengthened in the Atlantic and now has nearly 85 miles per hour winds on the way to the South Carolina coast. They said landfall is expected just west of Myrtle Beach, and there's been a hurricane warning from the Savannah River to Cape Fear, North Carolina.
Yeah, I was looking at the forecast for Columbia, South Carolina, because, you know, it's supposed to be down there this weekend. They ruined all our plans. South Carolina State played the University of South Carolina. It didn't look like it was, like, hitting Columbia, but it looked like it's going to hit the coast of South Carolina more so.
All right. Now, six GOP-led states are suing the Biden administration over that student loan forgiveness plans. So the states are Nebraska, Missouri, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, and South Carolina. They jointly filed a 36-page complaint, and they're saying that this student debt cancellation plan is going to financially cause harm to them. They said the mass debt cancellation would cost them tax revenue. And according to this complaint that they filed, in addition to being economically unwise and downright unfair, the Biden administration's mass debt cancellation is yet another example in a long line of unlawful regulatory actions. No statute permits President Biden to unilaterally relieve millions of individuals from their obligation to pay loans they voluntarily assumed. They also quoted House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Back in 2021, she said the president didn't have the authority to authorize a mass cancellation of student debt without congressional action.
Why do these folks care if that money is coming out of their pocket? Like, y'all don't care when y'all PPP loans get forgiven, which a lot of the people in the GOP, Republican Party's PPP loans did get forgiven. And y'all don't care when billions is spent on war. So why do y'all care when, you know, some relief is offered to American citizens? That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, and you know, the reason they were able to do it was because they passed the HEROES Act in Congress. And so part of that is, you know, because of the pandemic, a lot of people are struggling and having financial issues. And they're saying that the pandemic is over. But that doesn't mean that the harm that the pandemic caused isn't still there. You know, so, yes. And that is your front page news.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Again, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
And we're blessed. Say it with
your chest. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Neil from Michigan.
Neil, get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, I just want to talk about the PPP, student loan forgiveness program.
Yes, sir.
I'm not understanding how they saying that they feel like it's going to cripple their economy when it's a debt, when most people don't even pay that debt anyway, so they don't even get the money in the first place. So I don't see what the big deal is.
I don't get it either, especially when they can spend hundreds of billions of dollars on war every year. That don't cause us to go in debt. They can forgive all the PPP loans. That don't cause us to go into debt. Like, stop. Knock it off.
Yeah, that's facts. Because they give so much money to other countries, man. Just to help out for whatever reasons. Like, all the money that went to Ukraine to help whatever they got going on over there. But we got our own situations going on here, man. We ain't got financial stability here. Our gas prices are going through the roof. And y'all telling us that y'all can't forgive us for $10,000 on some loans that most people
That's
are
real.
Filling out $30,000 a year for. So
That's
you ain't
real.
Doing
yeah.
nothing for
you know, and they actually have
a portion of a loan anyways.
They're excluding a lot of people from that student loan relief. They actually reverse part of that, too. So if you had gotten a loan from a private bank, but it was guaranteed by the federal government, they were saying that you could consolidate those loans into federal direct loans and then qualify for that relief. But they actually reversed that part. So now less people will be eligible. And that's because a lot of private banks were planning to sue.
Yeah, that's garbage. America, we got to get it together over here. We got to worry about ourselves first before we worry about anybody else.
Put America first?
Absolutely. We got to put yourself first sometimes. That's how that, right. ain't that how the rich get rich? You got to be stingy with yourself to
you
make
know,
sure
you know. You
gotta
know
make sure home good before you can help anybody else.
You know whose slogan America First was?
Who was that?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, brother.
Be careful just repeating that. Okay,
even let's go to another line. Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is Brian out of Atlanta.
Brian from the A. What up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, it's good, man. Hey, man, I like to say I'm in a good mood. I've been in a good mood lately, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm glad to hear that, King.
Yeah. I got a baby on the way. Due in October.
Is it yours?
Oh,
oh boy.
Yeah, it's mine, man.
Okay. Just making sure.
Hey, man. I ain't f***ing you, Charlamagne, man.
Well, look, congratulations,
King. Look, I'm looking forward to your positive notes every morning, man.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Angela Yee, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I've been trying to call you for like 2 years now. That's my first time getting through.
Well, hey, happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday, brother.
Friday.
And congrats.
It's Freaky Friday.
Get it off you.
All right, 800.
All right, brother. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Breakfast Club. Power 105.1. The same.
Our Audible pick of the day is The Sandman Act 3. This iconic graphic novel written by Neil Gaiman is now an all-star audio experience. Start listening when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at the home of storytelling, audible.com/breakfastclub.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Mickey, good morning. Good morning.
Yes, it is Mickey like the mouse. Can
Mickey
I just
like
say
the
something
mouse.
Before y'all even get into it? I feel like you guys have made my daughter's 14th birthday. Did you? The weather was crazy. I think y'all have definitely made her week. She has been so excited. I always tell her I call up here talking crap to y'all sometimes. I'm always here to support my Cowboys, and I have been trying to get in to give her a shout out for like a couple years now. And I was like, girl, it would happen during the hurricane. And so I was like, I got to tell y'all, thank y'all so much. I appreciate it. I love y'all so much.
Happy birthday to your baby girl.
Hold on 1 second. Hi, Karma.
Let's speak to her.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Aww,
happy
to
birthday.
You. Hey. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Bro, you sound like the drunk uncle, bro. You sound like the drunk goddamn uncle, bro. Who nobody really wants to let in the house, but they see you bought a good gift.
Hey, I can't sing. What expect?
We're just happy Karma's happy.
Listen, like I said, I appreciate it. I listen to you guys every morning. Again, hopefully, I know that we've gotten through the worst of Ian. Yesterday, we kind of drove around the city to see how bad it was. Our city wasn't hit that hard, but again, we do have family in Fort Myers. I managed to get in contact with them. They're flooded out, but everybody's safe. And then I got family and friends in the Carolinas and Georgia. So again, just, you know, putting that positivity out there. Please be prepared. Please be safe. Heed the warnings, y'all. Material stuff you can replace, but your life, family's life, you can't replace that. So be prepared. Do what you got to do. Stay safe. And again, Breakfast Club, thank y'all so much for showing my baby so much love over the last couple of days. I appreciate it.
All love. Make sure you tell Karma enjoy her born day, man.
I will. Thank you guys so much again. Envy, stay safe out there in Atlanta.
Yeah, now I'm in and out. And question, did you get your own power back?
Yes, I was going to mention that, but you know, I was concentrated on Karma. Our power did come back. It actually came back at 9:15, right in the middle of your mix. I seen the time. I was like, well, ain't that something? So thank God our power wasn't out too long. It was long enough, though. Long enough for me to be like, all right, Slim, now it's either this or we pack up and go over to Grandpa's. But it did come back on about 9:15 yesterday, and I saw on Facebook a lot of people's power started coming back on. So they worked quick. Thank God for the linemen. That's another thing, too. So as they prepare to slowly make their way up north to go ahead and start helping the Carolinas and, you know, all those areas there, like I said, I just hope that everybody stays safe. Heed the warnings, y'all. Again, materialistic stuff, that stuff can be replaced, but your life, your family's life, that can't be. So do what you got to do to keep you and yours safe.
That's right. Thank you, Mickey.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Again, you guys have a great day. Have a good weekend. Again, everybody, please stay safe with this weather. So unpredictable, but do what you can, where you can, and just keep you and yours protected.
That's right.
All right. Thank you, Mickey. Have a great weekend.
I'm not going to lie. The weather looks very confusing in the Carolinas, man. I'm just looking because Charleston, South Carolina says it's going to be sunny on Saturday, 79 degrees. Columbia, South Carolina says it's just going to be partly cloudy. Like, well, where's the damn storm? Is it just today?
You missed the game. You're not going to the game. Just let it go.
My homegirl, no. My wife's one of my wife's best friends, Kim. Happy born day to Kim. You know, it was her B day, man. It was her 40th B day, and you know, we want to go celebrate our sister. But you know, I guess we'll have to do that another time. But I'm just like, well, where's the damn weather hitting? You look at the weather report, it don't even say that it's going to be any bad weather on Saturday in South Carolina.
My goodness. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, and Matt Barnes is spilling the tea about everything that's going on with Ime Udoka and Nia Long.
All right, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Black...
Power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
BET Plus presents original series Tyler Perry's Zatima, a new chapter from the smash hit BET series Tyler Perry's Sisters, now streaming only on BET Plus. Still don't have BET Plus? To learn more, visit BET.plus.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club. So listen up.
Is it better, guys? Is it better?
I don't know. All I heard you say was you want to get Kodak Black. Sounded kind of crazy.
Yo, shut up, man. Go ahead, Yeezy.
What you said.
All right, now, we told you already, Coolio unfortunately died at the age of 59, and everybody is wondering what happened. He was found in a friend's bathroom. Well, it looks like they're saying his cause of death has not officially been released. It's believed that it was a heart attack. Emergency responders received a call at 4 p.m., and they found him unresponsive and performed CPR on him for approximately 45 minutes, but unfortunately, he was determined dead just before 5 p.m. And they said 40 to 50% of heart attacks present with a fatal event. So people ignore symptoms. It's usually these symptoms take place for weeks or months before finally having a heart attack with complete blockage. At that point, the heart isn't getting blood and it can go into a life-threatening rhythm, which presents as cardiac arrest.
Well, do we talk about the symptoms enough? Like, what are the symptoms of a heart attack? I know people say like your left arm gets numb sometimes, or you might have some chest discomfort, but how do you know when it's not like heartburn? Or for me, you know, I've been dealing with anxiety attacks, panic attacks my whole life. How do I know when it's not that? Because I've checked myself in the emergency room quite a few times in my life thinking I was having a heart attack, but it's just an anxiety attack. So, you know, do we talk about the symptoms enough?
Yeah, and that is something that we need to make sure that people are aware of. And some of those symptoms, like you said, you might feel your arm go numb. It could be chest pain, discomfort. If you're feeling weak, lightheaded, faint, any type of discomfort in your jaw, neck, your back, in pain or discomfort in one or both of your arms or shoulders, a shortness of breath, all of those things, if you've been having those symptoms for weeks, for months, you know, definitely get yourself checked out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, those are the symptoms we always have.
Yeah, all of that sounds like an anxiety attack. All of that sounds
your
like
body all of that all the time.
Yes, no, your body aches.
I mean, yes. I don't chest pain all the time.
Yes,
pain or discomfort, feeling weak, feeling lightheaded. I don't have those symptoms all the time.
Well, you probably never had an anxiety attack. God bless you, but you know, for those of us who suffer from anxiety attacks, panic attacks, yes, that's what it feels like. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know the difference between the symptoms of a heart attack and that and the anxiety panic attacks, but.
And especially like me, I fly a lot, so I always feel like I got a pain from flying, or I slept the wrong way, or it's a whole bunch of everything, and I don't know what an anxiety attack is. So you just learn how to deal with it. You just think it's a pain and it'll go away tomorrow. So I don't know if I'm in the motion of having a heart attack or not. Like Charlamagne said, I've been to the emergency room a couple times thinking I'm about to have a heart attack, and they look at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah, panic attacks and heart attacks both cause chest discomfort.
If that's persisting for months, definitely get yourself checked out. If it's something that is recurring and not going away, it's not like I woke up, I was, you know, slept on the wrong side, I have a little pain. But if it's something where you have a shortness of breath, if it's uncomfortable, if you're having chest pains, a lot of fatigue, if you're lightheaded, abnormal heartbeat, all of those things.
Well, that's what you're describing, a panic attack. That's why I said it's hard.
I mean, it could be, but again, get yourself checked out then. If whether or not it is, you'd rather know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We do that.
All right. Now, Matt Barnes, he sat down with Vlad on Vlad TV, and he talked about what he knows about the Ime Udoka situation and how serious it is.
If everything comes out, he'll be lucky if he coaches in the NBA again, to be honest with you.
Oh, you think it's that bad?
I think it's pretty heavy, man. It's just some stuff you can't do. You know what I mean? Because some stuff you can't do. So it's just like, again, not judging, to each his own. I've made plenty of mistakes. But if everything comes out, it could get extra hot in the kitchen for him.
Yeah, he said it's wrong. Also the person who he cheated with is part of the issue.
Yeah, Matt, not wrong. Remember when I said he had to have, slept with somebody higher up, you know, their wife or something, you know, to really cause the issues that he's having. But it's also why I keep preaching about self-sabotage in regards to men, because, brothers, there is power in self-control. And it's just some things you know you shouldn't be doing. And if you can't control yourself from doing some things, you really need to go get some therapy and sit with somebody and do the inner work needed to heal. Because, man, I'm tired of seeing folks lose it all because of lack of discipline.
Yeah, and it feels like a lot of people know what happened, so I can't see how much longer this will be under wraps. And that is your rumor report.
All right, we got front page news.
Hold on, one last thing. I just want to say healing also means taking an honest look at the role you play in your own suffering. And I promise you, so many people are really, really causing their own suffering by making poor choices.
All right, we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, and let's talk about inclusivity when it comes to M&Ms.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First, and we definitely do. Join us while our host Vico Ortiz and our abuelita Liliana Montenegro play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as Abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over Abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if Chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita first as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night in Thursday Night Football, the Bengals beat the Dolphins 27-15. Tua was sacked and had to be taken to the hospital, to the emergency room. They said he's now conscious. Horrible. And he does have feeling in his legs and hands.
Horrible, man. That shows the dangers of football. If you ever thought of... football was too soft, or football was getting too safe. That showed you last night how dangerous football still is.
Yeah, he got hit the week before. Well, actually 4 days before, and people believe he had a concussion. And he didn't follow concussion protocol, which is to sit a game or two games out, 2 weeks out. But he went right back to playing, and he got injured. But I just thank God that he's conscious, and hopefully he's okay. Now, what else we got, Easy?
That would be the organization's fault, though, right?
I think so.
Follow proper concussion protocol, and they didn't tell him to sit out a game or two. That's the organization's fault.
All right. For the first time in 10 years, the M&Ms, they have welcomed a new character to their fellow spokes candies. And there's now a purple M&M. Purple is described as quirky, confident, and authentic. And 10 million fans voted to add that color to the candy pieces back in May. She beat out aqua and pink to join the crew, and she even has a song and a music video called I'm Just Gonna Be Me.
I'm just gonna be me. Does that sound sort of cheesy? I might say the wrong word. You might say I'm awkward, and hey, I would agree.
She's pretty awkward,
but let's leave that line for me. I'm just gonna be me.
You can't say the wrong word nowadays, purple M&M. You might say the wrong pronoun and get in trouble, but why are people calling that inclusivity?
Well, that's the representation
of who? What purple people you know? What purple people you know? I don't know any purple people. We have to stop falling for this silly ass symbolism. Like, this is what inclusivity looks like. How is this inclusive? Who you know that's purple?
Well, according to the press release, this spokes candy can relate to people and also encourage people to embrace your true self. Encourage you to celebrate what makes you unique.
They are M&Ms. They already come in mad colors. They don't have genitalia. M&Ms are already non-binary or whatever the word is for nothing. Okay? Like, stop, people. Oh, my God. People want to do everything except for treat actual people with the respect and dignity that they deserve. That's what inclusivity is. Inclusivity is...
Well, maybe this is more for kids, though.
Kids don't care. Kids don't know no purple people either.
I just remember watching certain things growing up, and it might have left an impact on you. You know what? Do you know that they're doing a documentary about Barney and the dark side of Barney?
See what I'm saying? They want to know everything for people.
No, I'm dead serious.
What do you mean, the dark side of the person who played Barney?
No, apparently the people that dress up as Barney would get like death threats. It's a documentary about Barney and Friends.
Barney stands for...
How would you know?
I said the people who played Barney. And I thought they were doing a Barney movie. Wasn't they doing a Barney movie? That was supposed to be dark?
I don't know.
With dude from Get Out? Daniel... you know the brother name. Daniel Kaluuya.
Well, it says the people who... the people who created Barney, they got a lot of death threats on the job. They said they were violent, explicit death and dismemberment of my family threats. They were going to confine him and kill him. So people, I guess, had an issue with Barney for whatever reason, because Barney was supposed to stand for inclusivity.
Okay.
And they said it was kind of the beginning of modern day hate culture. You know, there were death threats, drug rumors, intense hatred. And even though we love Barney, I guess there was a lot of Barney haters. But yeah.
I know we just spent 7 minutes on Eminem's and Barney. You know that? 7 minutes on Eminem.
Well, the Barney documentary, the Barney documentary, I Love You, You Hate Me, is going to premiere October 12th on Peacock, by the way.
This is the perfect time. Let's open up the phone line. Slam to the Breakfast Club, 800-585-1051.
Oh, I thought you were talking about inclusivity.
I thought you were going to slam Barney.
If you want to slam to the Breakfast Club, 800-585-1051. Something you don't like about me. Something you don't like about Angela Yee. Or something you don't like about that thickum bitch over there. 800-585-1051.
First of all, thank you for acknowledging my thickness. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? That's very kind of you, you know? Thank you. I know what you're thinking about this morning. You're thinking about that 41-36-43. Okay?
What?
Slam to the Breakfast Club.
800-585-1051. Call us up right now. We haven't done this in a long time. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time to slander The Breakfast Club. Now, we haven't done this in a long time. If there's something that you don't like about any one of us or the show, you can call and you can slander us. That's simple. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Dre.
Dre, what up? Slander The Breakfast Club, brother.
Going on? Uncle Maine, I don't understand how you dope as hell, and I appreciate your mental health and all that self awareness. But you a Dallas fan, and that blows me.
It shouldn't blow you, but
I don't know. You kind of perfect. You perfect, so I ain't too much. Especially when you got the braid, you extra perfect. So ain't too much I can say about you. Envy.
Thanks, I guess.
When you did that McDonald's commercial, which is dope, get your bread if you answer all that, blah, blah. But when you do that, ba da ba ba.
Do it now, Envy. Do it now. Do it now.
He really was saying, but, I'm loving it.
Do it now, Envy.
That's really what he was saying.
But, I'm loving it.
But, I'm loving it.
For the freaky Friday. Hey, look.
That's what it is.
I don't like you never fail, you never disappoint for that Paul's Freaky Friday moment. I don't like that, but it's comical though. I see Friday, next Saturday, with the 8th, yeah, next Saturday, Uncle Charlamagne.
Are you coming to the Mental Wealth Expo?
Yes, sir.
I hope to see you there, bro.
I ain't catching that China book, but yeah, I'm coming up there, man. I'm bringing my book, so hopefully I can get to you and then you can sign it for me.
I'm there, man. 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Marriott Marquis in Times Square, man. Second annual Mental Wealth Expo. Can't wait to see you, brother.
My man. Y'all have a good one.
All right, you too now. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Jocelyn from Milwaukee.
Hey, slam to the Breakfast Club, mama.
Good morning. So they said that the topic was slamming one of you all this morning.
Slamming, slander, whatever. However you relate to.
Well, I just want to slam you, Charlamagne, this morning for all those wet jokes. It's just too much. It's inappropriate.
The what?
Yes.
The what?
I agree.
The what jokes?
Butt jokes. But
I don't make butt jokes.
You do every
morning.
He
makes butt jokes all the time. I agree with you, mama.
What do you mean? That never happens, ma'am.
Yes, but can I give my mother a shout out? Her name is Ronnie. Today is her last day of full-time work. She's retiring. So I'm so proud of her and want to give her a shout-out.
I love that you went from butt jokes to shouting out your mom's retirement.
Yes! It's a milestone that a lot of us don't get to see. You know, it's healthy.
Yes.
And, and financial stability.
You're right.
So I'm proud of that.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, mama. Maybe we'll cut down on the butt jokes. I'm loving it. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Renee. Good morning.
Hey, Renee. Good morning. Slam to the Breakfast Club.
Well, DJ Envy, good morning to you. Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Peace.
I want to say that, first of all, DJ Envy, so when you say your name, when you go DJ Envy, like, it's kind of, I know that's your signature, but it's a little cringy because it sounds like you're, like, singing. It sounds like you're trying to make a little song out your name. And I'll just be like, why can't you just say your name?
I agree, ma'am.
I love you.
I agree with you.
I love you back.
Charlamagne, listen, you don't pay attention at all. When Angela Yee does, like, the rumor report or she's doing the news, you don't be listening. She'll give you the details. She'll say, for example, there's a 3-car accident and 2 people died and, you know, rest in peace to them. You'd be like, so at least nobody died. Huh? You wasn't listening at
true.
All. It happens so often.
Like, what did you He'll do? Be like, how did they die? He'll be like, how did they die? And she'll be like, I just explained. He'll be like, why did they die? All the time.
What did you just say, ma'am? Who don't be paying attention on the show?
See?
I said Charlamagne.
He heard you.
I just be wondering, what is it that you be doing when Angela Yee is doing the rumor report and stuff? Like, are you reading through your Facebook or something? Because you don't be paying attention.
He looking at
Envy. Paying attention? Who you say don't be paying attention on the Breakfast Club now?
He be looking at me all morning long, mama. Yeah. He just be staring at me.
Fantasizing.
There you go.
And lastly, Angela Yee. Listen, I'm so proud of you. I'm glad you're getting your own show, but I'm going to really miss you. I really think that
Thank
we need
you.
To for a buffer between these two. But ironically, when the show first started, I couldn't stand your voice.
We got you used to it, like how we play songs over and over. You get used to it.
But actually, yeah, you're right. But I used to be like, oh my goodness, this is just another, you used to remind me of Miss Info, another Blasian with an annoying voice. No.
Goodness gracious.
I love you.
Miss Info's not Belasian.
She's not black and Asian? Miss Info?
No.
Oh, well, excuse me. I'm so sorry.
A shout out to her. But yeah.
That's crazy that when Miss Info. Hey, that's crazy that when Miss Info first started, you didn't like her voice.
This guy. Hey, I actually met you once. And you're shorter than I thought you would be.
He's tiny. And he's so tiny. He's a little small.
You said you met Angela Yee and she was shorter than you once.
This guy. And I read your book, too. The Shook Ones book. I read that. I love it. Are you going to write another book?
You said you want me to write another book? I'm thinking about it.
I bet you read Shook Ones, didn't you?
I bet you read Shook Ones, didn't you? That's why you want me to write another book.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Mama. You have a great weekend. The one thing she did say is, you are so tiny in person, boy. You could just pick you up and put you in your little pocket. You're so small.
Fun size. Just call me fun size, King.
Didn't y'all decide to stop flirting this morning?
Call me fun size. Say it. Say it.
No, I didn't flirt with this man. I just
say
said
it. Call me fun size. Call me fun size.
Yeah, I would put him in my back pocket. Slander the Breakfast
that's
Club.
That's what you want me, right? I know that's what you want me. Now you admit you're bottom. At least we get into the bottom of this. Literally.
800-585-1051. Slander the Breakfast Club is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Keep the Breakfast Club humble with Slander the Breakfast Club. Be humble.
Sit down. The truth hurt. Hello, who's this?
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. Get it off your chest.
Hey, how y'all doing? I got something to get up my chest. First of all, DJ Envy, I love you. I love your family. I love your wife. Charlamagne, is he there?
Yes, ma'am.
Charlamagne, I love you. You spoke so much about therapy, and I started to go to therapy. I've been in therapy now for 4 weeks. So
that's incredible.
Yes, and it's all because of you, because I love the Breakfast Club. I listened to y'all, and you spoke about canceling all the time, and I saw a big change in your behavior, so I decided to go for myself.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful. I'm happy for you.
Yes.
Stay on that journey of healing.
Amen. I welcome it. Angela Yee, I love you so much. You are a dynamic person. Yes.
I love you. It's supposed to be slander.
I don't got no slander for y'all. I love you guys.
Thank you, Mama. Well, have a great weekend.
So y'all too. Thank you.
Oh, that was nice. Hello, who's this?
Yo, it's Eli out of Louisville.
Eli, slander the Breakfast Club, bro.
Man, I just... First, I want to say, Angela, ain't nothing wrong with you. You ain't you ain't really part of Breakfast Club no more. You moving on to bigger and better things. But Charlamagne,
yeah, transitioning.
First thing, Charlamagne, first thing, you need to, I feel like you need to pay Envy's debt to Trav, because anybody walking around here talking about Thick is seeking some male attention.
Envy already got it. Envy paid off his debt. He told, you know, he told Trav, keep it on the low. I wasn't even supposed to say that, but yeah. Trav good, King. Trust me.
Trav good. Envy and you, man, you need to quit hanging up on people, dog, because we fans, we calling in. Whether you like our point or not, especially with dude talking about how y'all spend y'all money, I agree with you. He ain't got no reason to be telling you how to spend y'all money, but you can't be hanging up on people. Dude was probably on hold for at least 20 minutes.
I agree, King.
Hello?
Yeah, let us get our point. I'm gonna be at your car show coming up in Alabama. I appreciate you bringing it away from the East Coast. So I'm gonna mess with you up there.
All right, brother. See you in Alabama.
All right. Yeah, have a good one.
Everybody, phone sound choppy. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Cassandra.
Hey, Cassandra, slander the Breakfast Club.
I am not slandering Charlamagne. He's a cancer like I am. I would never slander Angela Yee. But you, Rashawn, I definitely have a problem with.
Let's go.
I have been listening to you guys from the first day. And then a month after that, I think I called for something and I introduced myself. Do you know what this big old man said to me?
What did he say?
I hate that name. It's an ugly name. You know,
what did he say?
I'm a cancer. I'm sensitive. He hated my name. My name was ugly.
He called you ugly?
My name. You like the name Cassandra. It's ugly.
Wow, you beige bastard, you. Why would you ever say that woman's name is ugly?
I don't remember that. That was 12 years ago.
If I said that,
I apologize. If I said that, I don't remember saying that. It was 13 years ago.
She remembers.
I'm
sorry, Cassandra. Cassandra's a beautiful name.
I love the name Cassandra.
And I've been a thank you, Angela. And I've been a fan from day one. I love every each one of you.
I'm sorry, Cassandra. Right. That was 13 years ago. I've evolved. I apologize, Cassandra.
Thank you very much.
Do you accept my apology? I apologize, Cassandra.
I do accept it, Rashawn. Thank you.
Imagine Rashawn saying that Cassandra.
Yeah, Rashawn is kind of stupid.
Oh, man.
It is. Rashawn is kind of stupid.
It got two capitals in his name, his first name.
If you ever transition, yes, you could be Rashana, though.
Capital S.
If you ever transition, you could just be Rashana.
I'll think about that if I ever think about transitioning.
You know Rashana, right, Envy?
Yeah, I do know Rashana. Shout out to Rashana. All right, slander the Breakfast Club, 800-585-1051.
I'm disappointed in them this morning, to be honest with you. They used to go harder.
Yeah, well, the world has changed. People are evolving. People are nicer.
Shut up, Rashana.
We got rumors on the way, Yee.
Yes, and did you know you can get brain trauma from somebody cheating on you? Well, we'll tell you about it.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk. I don't know what we talk. Let's get to the rumors.
Khloe Kardashian. It's about time. What's going
on? Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Just so you guys know, behind the scenes, we tell Envy like 5 times what's coming up next, and he always is like, what are we doing?
No, but y'all got me doing reads. There's so many things I'm doing, so it gets slick.
He say, I don't pay attention.
What'd you say?
Every day. All right, Khloe Kardashian, on the latest episode of their Hulu show, found out that she has brain trauma from Tristan Thompson's cheating. Here's the doctor with the MRI machine.
And you've had trauma. Do you see this diamond?
Yeah.
So this often will go with emotional trauma.
Okay. What does the diamond mean? Emotional trauma.
That's what it means.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
My last ex-boyfriend, there was a lot of cheating while I was pregnant. And then he just had a baby with somebody else while we were together that I found out. And all these things I find out about from social media myself. So it's pretty traumatic. It sounds unbelievable that this is something that one person has gone through.
Man, is it bad that after that whole thing with the fake lie detector test, I'm like, I don't know if I believe this is a real doctor. But Yes, I do feel like she definitely is traumatized from having to go through all of those things. And she also revealed on the episode that Tristan Thompson proposed to her back in December of 2020, and she kept it a secret because she wanted to be proud of the relationship before going public. But as you can see, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I think she got trauma from that. I think anybody would have got trauma from somebody cheating on them.
Yeah, anybody did.
Especially publicly and all that. Yes, I believe it.
Not believe it, but I'm just saying, is it a real, you know, because remember they had the lie detector test and then Ray J was like, that wasn't even a real lie detector test and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a real doctor, but you know, when you sit down and you have, you know, conversations with women, I'm not saying it don't happen to men, but when you have conversations with women who have been in like relationships where they've been married and they have kids and they got cheated on, like, yeah, they do experience trauma in a real way from those situations.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't even know if men realize how much they be hurting women when they, you know, get caught cheating out there. But nah, it's definitely pain there.
You can feel physical pain when you get so hurt emotionally. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Diddy was on The Art of Dialogue and he talked about the biggest tip that he ever gave to somebody.
What's the biggest tip you've given in real life?
$250,000.
Jesus. Yeah. You changed their life, whoever this person was. What was their reaction? Was it just, did they just pass out?
I had $1-2 million.
A tip?
I had $1-2 million in Vegas.
Right.
And so I tipped the person that, that was
the dealer.
So I tipped the person that was the dealer with that.
And then
you know, if I'm on a yacht, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, maybe it's a tip for a whole crew, but for one person, it was $250,000.
Goodness Lord.
Yeah, if I win, we all win. Let's go.
Wow. Charlamagne, what's the biggest tip you gave to somebody?
The biggest tip I gave to somebody? I don't remember. I mean, you know, the big tips come from groups. Like he said, you know, I'm not talking about when you're on a yacht, but like, you know, when you had dinner with a bunch of people and you tell everybody leave like, you know, $20, that's, you know, that all of those people together come together for a big amount of money. So, you know, for a big tip, when you want a big, big tip, you got to have a group, Envy.
Go ahead. Okay. Yeah, continue on.
What?
Yeah. And I will say, and I get that though, you're at the tables, you're winning, and you should tip the dealer on a way smaller scale. When I was at the iHeart Festival over the weekend, I won, what was it, $500, and I tipped the dealer $100. Because you feel good. You won. You was up. It was money you didn't have before. So you get a tip. Right?
Okay.
All right. Now, Trevor Noah, it looks like he is leaving The Daily Show. Here's what he had to say on his show.
After 7 years, I feel like it's time, you know? I spent 2 years in my apartment, not on the road. You know, stand-up was done. And when I got back out there again, I realized there's another part of my life that I want to carry on exploring. You know, I miss learning other languages. I miss going to other countries and putting on shows. I, you know, miss just being everywhere, doing everything. And I'm really grateful to every single person who's here, even the people who aren't here right now, because they went on to do great things, who helped us do this thing. And so we'll figure out the timings and the whens. You know, we'll still be here for the time being. But all I can say is thank you very much. You truly made this one of the best experiences of my life.
Man, drop on the clues bombs for Trevor Noah, man.
Absolutely.
It's all about doing what
Seven
you love,
years.
You know? Yeah, and Trevor's a stand-up comic, and he makes a lot of money all around the world, you know, doing stand-up. And he probably enjoys traveling the world to do that. So I get it. And, you know, he's a great guy. He's always shown me nothing but love. You know, I've done The Daily Show quite a few times. He's been on Breakfast Club. He's done my Emerging Hollywood show with The Hollywood Reporter. And I'm going to tell y'all something else. He's my lead-in on Thursday nights for my Comedy Central show, Hell of a Week. And he always tosses to the show and says Charlamagne is coming up next. He doesn't have to do that. He does not have to do that
That's
at
dope.
All. And a lot of people wouldn't. So I got nothing but love for Trevor, and I wish him all the success in the world, man.
Yeah, same with me. Great brother. He had like me and the wife on his show.
It also looks like he has a new girlfriend, as he was out with Dua Lipa, and they were on a date. They were seen dining together and kissing and everything. So, yeah.
Now, who is Dua Lipa
new
now?
Things.
That sound like something infectious. What is that? What is it?
She's an artist.
She's a singer. Oh, yeah, okay. She's done stuff for iHeart many times. She's a pretty big singer, mm-hmm. so we've actually had her. I think she did the iHeart Festival before, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
I don't know her songs. That's not
my genre of music, but I do know that she's a pretty well-known singer.
Okay.
Yeah, but shout out to Trevor Nova again. Like I said, him and he's invited Gia and myself to his show when we were doing the book. So always appreciated that, and he didn't have to do that. So salute to that brother, and we'll always support him. All right. Now, Charlamagne, who you giving your tip and your donkey to?
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Four after the hour, Tony Blevins, Apple's vice president of procurement. He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We would like to have a word with him. And in fact, we might need to take Tony to Breakfast Club court, and it kind of falls in line with Freaky Freaky Friday, but we'll discuss four after the hour.
All right, we'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our Audible pick of the day is Project Hail Mary by Andy Weir. This adventure is about one astronaut's race to save the world. Start listening by signing up for a free 30-day trial at the home of storytelling, audible.com/breakfastclub.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you think Abuelita knows best? Wilmer Valderrama here, executive producer of the podcast De My Abuelita First. And we definitely do. Join us while our host Vico Ortiz and our abuelita Liliana Montenegro play matchmaker for you loving hopefuls out there. Vico?
Yes, Wilmer. We are ready for another wild ride. Listen every Thursday as Abuelita Liliana and I meet three single cuties who will vie for a date with one lucky dater. Except, to get their heart, they have to win over Abuelita first.
How PG is this?
Not at all. Totally are. Abuelita's here, so bring it.
Through speed dating rounds, hilarious games, and AI, Abuelita's intuition, one contestant might be lucky enough to become the perfect match. Let's see if Chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps.
Listen to De My Abuelita First as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the Michael Thura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 30th, may or may not go to Tony Blevins. I have to leave that for you to decide with a little Breakfast Club court. Not you as in Ed Sheeran, but as in you, the people, the listeners, okay? Let me tell you the story. Tony was Apple's vice president of procurement. Now, I don't know exactly what that job entails, but I did some research, and by research, I mean Google. The VP of procurement is responsible for leading procurement efforts to efficiently and effectively enable business units and functional partners to maximize the value they receive from suppliers to meet their objectives. And according to Google, it has a base salary for companies like Apple that range from $288,000 to $376,980, with an average base salary of $331,780. It's probably way more, but that's what Google says. Basically, it's a great job. Many humans on this planet would love to make that kind of money, and because of what people are perceiving as Tony's poor choice of words, there is now a job opening at Apple. See, Tony was approached by TikTok and IG creator Daniel Mack, who is known for asking people in fancy cars what they do for a living. And Tony was driving a Mercedes-Benz SLR McLaren. I think I pronounced that right, which I believe is considered a fancy car. Envy you the car, guy. Is that a fancy ride, a Mercedes-Benz SLR McLaren?
Yes, it's it was only made a couple of years, and that's the only collaboration at Mercedes and McLaren together. It's called an SLR. The doors go up.
I feel you see like myself do a collaboration before. With McDonald's. It just makes sense. The McDonald's, the McLaren. No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I know nothing about it. I don't go chasing luxury cars. I stick to the Civics and the Camrys I'm used to. All right. But he was in one of those fancy cars, the Mercedes-Benz SLR McLaren, and he got approached by this big TikTok creator, Daniel Mack, and this happened.
Good sir, your car's awesome. What do you do for a living?
I race cars, play golf, and fondle big-breasted women. But I take weekends and major holidays off.
Okay. That is quite the career. I'm looking to get into that.
Well, also, if you're interested, I got a hell of a dental plan.
Okay. You do it all. Yeah. And you participate in this activity. Thank you so much.
Well, I guess fondling big-breasted women is what he calls procurement. Now, what's interesting about that is it was simply unnecessary. You are a senior executive at Apple. You get paid for helping to procure apples, not melons, which is what I find hilarious about that video. You didn't talk about apples at all, but you went right to coconuts, the melons, the grapefruits, the watermelons, depending on if they got scratch marks or not. And needless to say, Apple didn't like it. Let's go to Bloomberg for the report, please.
Today we reported that Tony Blevins, Apple's longtime vice president of procurement, been at the company for about 22 years or so. He is leaving the company after he appeared in a very viral video that aired earlier this month on Instagram and TikTok. And in the video, he made some crude comments. This is a TikTok and Instagram account by a creator named Daniel Mack. He goes up to people at car shows, in Beverly Hills, elsewhere in the world, goes up to people and asks them if they're driving a fairly expensive car, what they do for a living, and Blevins' response was clearly not in line with what Apple felt was acceptable, leading to his departure now from the company.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This is where Breakfast Club Court comes in, and this is where I need to ask you to listen to this, if he should get the biggest hee-haw, because I don't think he should have to step down. I don't think he should be fired, because y'all may not know, but he was quoting the movie. And the movie was a film called Arthur. And Arthur was a 1981 film in which Dudley Moore plays a wealthy, alcoholic playboy in search of love. And when asked what he does for a living, this is what Arthur replied with.
What do you do for a living?
I race cars, I play tennis, I fondle women, but I have weekends off and I am my own boss.
Dudley Moore is Arthur.
So Tony Blevins was trying to be funny. He's just old. You know what I'm saying? I get it. He's old. Dude runs up on him from TikTok and IG. He wants to seem cool, so he quotes Dudley Moore and Arthur. But what you don't realize, Tony, is that when you're older, what we find funny, what wasn't offensive to us in our generation and our entertainment, is offensive to this generation. So should this man be punished because this generation doesn't know he's making a joke, doesn't know he's quoting a movie? You know, all they know is that he's an Apple executive, and he went on TikTok and he went viral, and everybody's making this thing making a stink out of this thing because he quoted a movie. Should he be fired? Should he be forced to step down for this? I personally don't think so. But the court is open. Let's discuss.
All right, 800-585-1051. Let's have this the conversation. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, Charlamagne, maybe not. Give Donkey Today to who?
Well, Tony Blevins, he was a senior executive at Apple, and, you know, he's being forced to step down, fired, I don't know what you want to call it, because he made these comments.
Good sir, your car's awesome. What do you do for a living?
I race cars, play golf, and fondle big-breasted women. But I take weekends and major holidays off.
Okay. That is quite the career. I'm looking to get into that.
Also, if you're interested, I got a hell of a dental plan.
Okay. You do it all. Yeah. And you participate in this activity. Thank you so much.
But what people may not know is that he was quoting a famous quote from Dudley Moore. Dudley Moore was in a film called Arthur. I don't know if you've ever seen Arthur, but in Arthur, he plays a wealthy alcoholic playboy who's in search of love. And when they asked Arthur what he does for a living, Arthur said this.
What do you do for a living?
I race cars, I play tennis, I fondle women, but I have weekends off and I am my own boss.
Dudley Moore is Arthur.
So to me, Tony Blevins was just trying to be funny. You know what I mean? I get it, though. He's old. You know what I mean? A dude ran up on you from the top tick in the IG and said he wants to put you on there, so you want to sound cool because you and your, you know, SLS McChicken. What's the thing called? What's
SLR. The Mercedes? SLR McLaren, sir.
There you go. Whatever the McChicken is. And he's you in your car, and, you know, you just want to sound cool, so you quote something from one of your favorite movies. I don't think he should be punished for that. I don't think he should be forced to step down just because this generation doesn't know he's making a joke because it went viral on TikTok. They don't know he's quoting a movie. No, man.
No, I don't think he should be fired. I don't think he should be let go. I don't think he should be suspended. I don't think he should have stepped down. It was a joke. I mean, it's clear that he was a joke. He was laughing. The woman next to him was laughing. It was a joke. But let me ask you a question. Let's say that is his life. Let's say he's a bachelor and he runs around with women all day long, and that's what he does. What's the problem?
I'm not even going to step into that realm of conversation simply because all I know is he was quoting the movie. You know what I mean? And think about all the stuff we quote all the time, movies, music. If people hear us, if they hear us say that out loud with no context, they think we crazy.
I think Apple's trying to make a statement by doing that because they had a lot of issues with inclusivity for women. They had did all these hashtags, Apple 2, Apple Together. People inside Apple were complaining about how women were treated at the company. So it looks like the timing of this was just bad, and they're making an example out of him.
Oh, that makes sense.
He didn't say he did it in Apple, but he didn't say he did that at Apple. He didn't say, I work for this company, and this is what I'm doing. He says, I drive nice cars, play basketball.
Well, based off what you just said, he kind of technically did, because they asked him what he does for a living. He's the senior vice president of Apple. So if you say that, if you're the senior vice president of Apple and you say, hey, you know, I fondle breasts for a living at a time when the company is dealing with that kind of stuff, the timing of it could be off.
He didn't say he did it at Apple. He said, this is what I do. He could work for Apple. He could have many different jobs.
If there's issues within a company with women saying that they feel like it's not an inclusive environment, and then a top executive says something like that, you know, they are going to make an example out of you.
Yeah, it's a joke. Y'all can't joke.
Yeah, I'm with you. I do think it has to be an exception for jokes, though, man. Like, somebody has to have bigger sense.
Come
on, man. I understand that you can react to social media, but at some point, an executive there has to say, well, he was just quoting a movie. You might suspend him, but fire him, step down? Nah.
Suspend him? Suspend him for quoting a movie, for joking? Y'all are bugging. This world is getting a little too soft. I understand if the man actually was fondling people, but he was joking.
Listen, here's the thing. If you have to do something, I'd rather them suspend him than fire him or have him step down. I think it's ridiculous.
He shouldn't get suspended or fired.
I guess when you're a senior executive at a company like that, you still got to represent yourself a certain way. He's not a radio personality like us are, you know, something. So I don't know. I don't think he should
He wasn't serious. We all know he was joking. He was laughing. The kid was laughing. The girl was laughing. Like, we all know it was a joke. Everybody was laughing.
But forget the joke, Envy. He was quoting a movie. That's even, you know, forget the joke. He was quoting a movie.
I
don't know if they're didn't say he got fired. He did step down. I don't know if there were other issues, and that was kind of like the last thing. Who knows?
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Envy, what's good? This is Dre. What's good, Shola?
Dre, what's up, brother?
King.
What's your thoughts, Dre?
Well, I would have had to get the donkey to Apple instead of dude. You know, the world is too sensitive today, and I felt like they took it way out of hand. Obviously, he was joking. But it's like, you know, they getting too sensitive out here. It's like if Dave Chappelle went out on stage or went outside somewhere and said a joke. Oh, my God, it's so offensive. But we obviously know Dave Chappelle is a joke. So it's like, why y'all made it such a big deal? Dude been there for 22 years.
Right.
And y'all been rid of him over a movie reference? Like, the
imagine quoting Dave Chappelle and people don't know you quoting Dave Chappelle. I smoke crack, Joe Rogan. Next thing you know, your job drug testing you. You know what I'm saying?
They tried to really position
Apple as a very family-friendly company, and you know they've been having issues with women talking about how they feel at the company. It was poor timing. I understand that, but you know something went viral on TikTok, and that was the reaction.
Bro, you listen to the Breakfast Club, right?
In the movie, though.
Every morning, Charlamagne makes a pass at me, talks about he's going to grab my leg, slap me on my ass, and all that. Do you believe him?
Yeah.
Well, nah.
I mean, all right, forget it, man. Forget it. Forget it. All right. Forget it, man. Forget it. Forget it. Hang up on it, man.
See what I'm saying? And if I quote DMX, and I'd be like, when it rained, Envy get wet.
I'm going to Human Resources. 800-585-1051. We're asking, should this guy get donkey today, or maybe Apple should get it? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about Charlamagne almost might give, maybe not give donkey today to who?
Yeah, it's interesting, man. Tony Blevins, he's a senior executive at Apple. And, you know, he had to step down because a famous TikToker ran up on him and asked him what he does for a living. And he said this.
Good sir, your car's awesome. What do you do for a living?
I race cars, play golf, and fondle big-breasted women. But I take weekends and major holidays off.
Okay. That is quite the career. I'm looking to get into that.
Well, also, if you're interested, I got a hell of a dental plan.
Okay. You do it all. You do it all.
Yeah.
And you participate in this activity. Thank you so much.
But, you know, he was quoting a movie called Arthur. It's a 1981 film that stars Dudley Moore, and Dudley Moore plays a wealthy alcoholic playboy in search of love. And when asked what he does for a living, Arthur replied, you know, I race cars, I play tennis, I fondle women, but I have weekends off, and I am my own boss. So he was quoting a movie.
What do you do for a living?
I race cars, I play tennis, I fondle women, but I have weekends off and I am my own boss.
Dudley Moore is Arthur.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. What do you guys think? Hello, who's this?
It's B from Detroit.
Hey, come on in. What are your thoughts?
I think it's dumb as hell. Like, seriously, for somebody to lose their job for quoting a movie, it's beyond stupid. If that was the case, I wouldn't have a job because I can think of a movie quote for every scenario in life. And I do that all day, sit up and quote movies all day.
What year in the 1900s was you born, man?
83.
See, I was born in the 78th year of the 1900s. All of our music and movies was inappropriate, and yes, I quote a lot of that stuff now. So you going to fire me for a movie quote?
Every scenario in life, there's a movie quote for it. So I just think that everybody is so sensitive and overreacts to everything, and it's crazy to me.
That's right. That's right.
I agree with you. Thank you, Mama.
And you know,
hello,
so
who's this?
Hi, this is Sabrina out of H-Town.
Hey, Sabrina. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts is if anybody should get donkey of the day, it should be Apple. The audacity to fire someone because they're on their own time, having a good time, and they're not only that, they're quoting a movie. Yeah, they deserve the donkey of the day for that. That man wasn't doing anything wrong. He was just having fun. That's all.
No, did he get fired or did he step down? That's what I'm like. Did he voluntarily step down or was he fired?
It just said, all the headlines say top exec out at Apple following sexist claims and viral TikTok. So, you know, I don't know. And you're right. You know, Apple has been working to fight off allegations. It ignores sexual harassment complaints. So I do think it was the timing of this video. I don't know if this guy, you know, is out, has to step down or gets fired if they weren't, you know, working to fight those claims off.
Yeah, they were having a whole hashtag movement about women at Apple having issues with inclusivity in the workplace. And then Apple's this family-friendly company. It might be because it's Apple also, you know, but it seems like it was just a poor timing thing to do for something like that to go viral. And yes, get taken out of context, but then you have all this internal issues.
That's what it is.
All right, let's go to one more line. Hello, who's this?
Carrie.
Hey, good morning. What's your thoughts, Mama?
Listen. He needs to go. He should be fired. When you're a public figure, you need to filter everything you say. People are listening. If he was a black man, he would be out on his ass in 1 second. So why not? No, you need to filter what you say when everyone is looking at you. I said, come on, Apple. We're not talking about the corner store. Apple. He was Apple. You know what is Apple? No, put him out. You need to behave yourself. He should behave himself.
He was joking. He was behaving himself.
Behave your damn self because everyone is watching. Fire him, yeah.
And Envy, stop saying he was joking. He was joking, but even bigger than that, he was quoting a movie. You know what I'm saying? So yes, he was joking, but he was also quoting a movie. Well, we do because we grown.
People know that.
That's true.
He can't do that. He works for Apple. Huge public figure. I want his $500,000 or $600,000 he's making every year. I won't talk like that.
Tell me more. Yeah. And would you guys say that if somebody ran up on you with a camera?
I'd probably quote something
even as a
crazy.
Joke?
I mean, I don't know. I'd probably quote something. It depends. I definitely might
sometimes you got to, I think in a time like now, you're a little more aware of like what you say
I wouldn't say that because I'm a married man. So, you know, I wouldn't be saying I'm out here fondling big-breasted women. I wouldn't say that.
But even if you weren't, you probably wouldn't say that now. If someone ran
I say stupid things when people ask me what
today.
I do. I say stupid
definitely.
Things all the time. I absolutely positively
do
it.
The reason
I do
it is because. Would you say that?
I say wild stuff, and it's usually, no disrespect, but it's usually a white person when they see me, they ask me, hey, what do you do? Like, how do I afford that? And I usually say some off-the-wall-ish. I ain't even
I always say proctologist. They're like, what do you do? I'm a proctologist.
I've said that before. I said gynecologist before. I've said all types of wild stuff before. I've said crazy stuff, so
yeah,
I get it.
Do you know what a proctologist is, Envy?
No. Explain it to me, Charlamagne. What is a proctologist?
A proctologist is a surgical specialist with a focus on diagnosing and treating disorders of the colon, rectum, and anus.
How many fingers?
Usually two.
Yeah, what's the moral of the story? See, we, this will be always.
See, I don't think you guys are the bar for what's appropriate to say.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you the truth. I think he deserves Donkey of the Day, and the reason I think he deserves Donkey of the Day is because, and I'm gonna tell you why. It is because, like ye said, and this is true, Apple has been working to fight off allegations. It ignores sexual harassment complaints. You know what I'm saying? And this is it's a bad look for Apple when you have all these accusations that it ignores claims of sexual harassment at nearly every level of the operation. So I'm giving him Donkey of the Day because he should know better. You got to read the room. Like, he got to know he works for Apple. He's a senior executive. He know what Apple is dealing with. He know what the public image of Apple may be in regards to these sexual harassment claims. And for him to make that kind of statement at a time like this, that's just stupid. And it wasn't a statement. It was a quote from a movie. But for him to quote that movie at a time like this, that's stupid. So, yes, I got to give him the biggest hee-haw.
All right, well, I disagree, but we got rumors on the way.
You sound sad. You sound so sad, Envy. Mm-mm-mm.
Don't worry. We could play proctologist later, Envy.
What's wrong with you?
All right, well, let's talk new music. It is Friday, so of course we'll tell you what albums and what big songs are out today.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Do you
power 105.1. The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
From executive producer Kerry Washington and Larry Wilmore, Reasonable Doubt is a brand new sexy Hulu original that centers on Jack Stewart, a high-powered criminal defense attorney who bucks the system every chance she gets. Reasonable Doubt is streaming now, only on Hulu. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
I do, man. And I just want to thank everybody who's been registering to come to my second annual Mental Wealth Expo, which is happening on October the 8th, next Saturday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square. We got some amazing, you know, mental health professionals from Debbie Brown to Dr. Alfie Breland Noble to Nedra Tawab Glover to Dr. Rita Walker, Dr. Spirit, Angela Rye is going to be there. I got Sarah Jake Roberts and Pastor Torrey Roberts during the keynote speech. So it's a free event. All you got to do is go to mentalwealthexpo.com to register. It is a day of mental health education and healing. And the reason I want, you know, us to constantly invest in our mental wealth is because I know a lot of us, you know, suffer from a lack of worthiness. And I want to challenge everyone to find that sense of worthiness within themselves. I know it's hard. I suffered from a lack of worthiness for years, but please understand, we sabotage the great things in our lives because deep down we don't feel worthy of having great things. So just a reminder on this weekend for my positive note, you are worthy. And I tell you, like Bishop T.D. Jakes told me, even if you don't think you're worthy, God knows you're worthy. Believe that.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Buenas, buenas, mis amores. This is Vico Ortiz, host of Date My Abuelita First. Each week, myself, alongside our resident abuelita, Liliana Montenegro.
Esa soy yo!
Play matchmaker for a group of hopeful romantics in this fun, flirty, and hilarious game show. Let's see if chispas will fly or if these singles will be sent back to the dating apps. Listen to Date My Abuelita First on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.